Now, when you say Hawaii, some people might think about Hollywood vacationers and a Pacific Island laid-back sensibility. But not many people know that our 50th state is also the country's most diverse. And with an influx of Latinos, it's becoming even more so. Our show's founding executive producer, Maria Martin, tells us more.
Tourists and natives alike drive to Pupukea Beach on Oahu's north shore to savor the waves, the sand, and the sunsets. And also this evening, the Peruvian dishes that Hugo Vargas is selling from his brightly painted food truck.
How are you?
Good.
How
may I help you?
Let me get the ajé de gallina.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I'll be done with this later.
Vargas, who's in his 20s, lives in Colorado, but he's considering making the move to Hawaii.
Well, the beautiful place that is Hawaii, number one. Two, I wanted to bring the delicious cuisine that Peru has to this area to see if it would work out and possibly do it permanently.
If Vargas does decide to make the move, he won't be alone. According to the last census, nearly 10% of Hawaiians are Latino. That's more than 120,000 people. Puerto Ricans form the largest group. They're followed by Mexicans. There are also Cubans, Dominicans, and South Americans. But the Hispanic presence on the islands actually goes back centuries to the Spanish.
We have Francisco Marin, the Spaniard, that came over in 1794.
That's Jose Villa, a longtime Hawaii resident and founder of Hawaii Hispanic News.
He also planted the first pineapple in the Kingdom of Hawaii.
After the Spaniards, says Villa, Puerto Ricans came in the 19th century to work on the island's sugarcane fields. And when herds of cattle were overrunning the big island, Hawaiian King Kamehameha III brought cowboys over from Mexico. These so-called paniolos not only brought in new ranching techniques, their music also influenced Hawaii's slack key guitar style.
Yeah. So this is my humble abode. And then you see a lot of cars. I'm into cars. I guess it's the Mexican blood in me, you know, like those big old gaudy classic cars.
In a modest Ewa Beach neighborhood near Honolulu, 51-year-old Donald Gonzalez shows off his collection of vintage cars. He's a more recent arrival with Mexican roots. When he was just two, his mother brought him and his sister from California.
In 1964, there weren't too many Mexicans, so I never learned the culture. She tried to teach us the language, but it wasn't of any use at that time, you know.
What Gonzalez and his family did find in Hawaii was friendliness and a spirit of welcome.
In Hawaii, we have what they call calabash or hanai. That means to be adopted into a family. So all my family here, black uncles, and I have our African-American uncles and Japanese aunties and Chinese cousins and Korean brothers and Vietnamese sisters, you know, so although I'm Mexican by blood, I'm Hawaiian and all these other nationalities by heart.
It's easy for Latinos to feel at home here, says Gonzalez. He says they share similarities with the indigenous culture and the respect for the land.
In fact, if you're Latino or brown skin and you come here, the local people here, islander people here, will get along more with you than we will a white person. A white person we call haole. Because of, you know, they still got that mentality of Captain Cook and how the white man came and stole the land. You know, we're just like the Indians, you know, we lost a lot to the white man.
On Sunday morning, patrons gather for breakfast at Coquito's Latin Cuisine. There are Native Hawaiian families, white couples, Puerto Ricans and others. Owner Stevina Kiabu.
Well, I was actually born and raised in Puerto Rico. My dad is from Hong Kong, China, and my mom is actually from Cali, Colombia.
Many Latinos, including Kiabu's brother-in-law, came here because they've been stationed on one of Hawaii's many military bases, and they find they like it here. The cost of living may be high, but unemployment and crime are relatively low. Most of all, there's what Stevina calls the Aloha spirit.
It's very, very gorgeous. It's soothing. And I think people feel that once they actually step into this island, they can feel that Aloha and they can actually feel that calmness. Like no rush, no need to rush. Just look around, just enjoy.
There is one thing that is moving quickly in Hawaii, though. As of the last census in 2010, Latinos are now the fastest growing ethnic group in the Aloha state. For Latino USA, I'm Maria Martin in Haleiwa, Hawaii.